Well, it's part of the U.S. setting up aggressive policy, mainly directed against the government in Iran, and is largely responsible for encouraging this aggression, and with the addition of its support of Israel and Saudi Arabia, it's creating the basis for a regional conflagration. I don't think anyone is aware of any danger to the small Gulf states. They are mainly there to serve the U.S. and to enrich the oligarchies that run those countries. They have no defensive function. They have no positive role to play, and they are forever condemned for their repression of the dissident population. So I think this is an act by the Trump administration to fortalize its circle around Iran, and is likely to force Iran to increase its defenses and its alliances in the region. I don't think it has any positive function for the U.S. to continue meddling in the Middle East and causing new wars, new terrorists, and new instability in the region.